KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have a cloudy sky, 66 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be partly cloudy, less humid today, a high around 81. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. And the news is brought to you by Robinson True Value Hardware, serving Southwest Iowa with the best hardware for over 75 years. Well, during the Atlantic City Council meeting Wednesday evening, Councilman Dana Halder said the Atlantic Public Library's Reading Garden grand opening will be held August 26th from 10 a.m. to noon. He also said there were seven applicants for the library director's job. Applications came from two local people and others from Iowa, Illinois, Tennessee, and North Carolina. The search committee narrowed to three the list of candidates to contact or interview. And later in the meeting, Halder had voiced his concern to fellow councilperson and chamber program director of Ashley Hayes about last weekend's Atlantic Fest and the kids riding bikes around the closed streets. He said they had two incidents with kids on bicycles.
Please, please, no bicycles. I mean, I saw one tip over on a car. I saw one individual get hit because they stepped to the side. Them bicycles don't need to be on that main street. When there's that many people walking up and down those streets.
Riding bicycles?
Yeah, they were all over. And Donnie did a good job of announcing it and saying, you know, keep your bikes, but they'd run them right between the cars and up onto the curb and the sidewalk. And I'm sorry, there shouldn't, you got cars that are worth, some of them $100,000. And we got kids, five-year-old kids riding bikes around them.
Elsewhere in Southwest Iowa news, the Creston Police Department reports 35-year-old Brandon Howe of Creston was arrested Wednesday evening on an out-of-state warrant. Howe was taken into custody on a Jefferson City, Missouri probation and parole board warrant for the charge of parole violation. He was being held in the Union County Jail without bond while awaiting extradition. Police in Red Oak say there were no citations issued following an investigation into an accident that took place late Wednesday evening because officers were unable to determine which driver's version of the events was correct. Officers were dispatched to the intersection of 4th and Washington Streets at around 8:30 p.m. After they arrived, they spoke with 39-year-old Jacob Lynn Halleck of Red Oak, whose 2009 Chevy 1500 pickup was parked near the laundromat in a parking stall. The driver of a 2007 Buick Rendezvous, 39-year-old Tracy Ann Burks of Red Oak, had left the scene after she and Halleck exchanged insurance information since there were no injuries. As police were gathering information at the scene, Burks showed up and provided them with a statement. She claimed her vehicle was eastbound on Washington Street and made a very wide turn into the laundromat parking spot. The turn was so wide, she said, that she went over an oncoming traffic to make the turn. Halleck told Red Oak police that he was traveling east on Washington when Burks' SUV came across his lane of travel and was traveling the wrong way down 4th Street. Following the collision, he pulled over into the parking spot. Damage to the vehicles amounted to $7,500. No injuries were reported also following two separate accidents in Red Oak on Tuesday. Authorities said officers with the Red Oak PD responded at around 4:45 p.m. to the Montgomery County Law Enforcement Center to speak with a woman about an accident that had occurred in the 1500 block of 1st Street in Red Oak. 62-year-old Lynn Reynolds told police her 2008 Chrysler Sebring sustained nearly $2,000 damage. Another woman, 55-year-old Shelley Shuffler, admitted to the accident but could not provide proof of insurance. Shuffler was cited for failure to provide proof of financial liability accident related. The other accident happened earlier in the day, Tuesday, just after 11 a.m. Red Oak police responded to the area of Highway 34 and 4th Street in Red Oak for a two-vehicle accident. Authorities said 87-year-old Fred Sowers of Red Oak was traveling south on 4th Street when he failed to yield to clear the intersection and was struck by an eastbound 1998 Dodge Grand Caravan that was driven by 44-year-old Tammy Wickman of Red Oak. Neither driver had insurance. Sowers was cited for failure to show proof of insurance, accident-related, no valid driver's license, and failure to obey a stop sign and yield the right-of-way. Wichman was cited for failure to show proof of insurance, accident-related. Damage to both vehicles amounted to $2,800 altogether. Officials at the Iowa Aviation Museum in Greenfield have announced the 2017 inductees into the Iowa Aviation Hall of Fame. The inductees will be honored at a banquet at the Warren Cultural Center in Greenfield on September 30th. A reception will be held at 4:30 p.m. on that date, with dinner served at 5:15 and the program to follow at 6 p.m. The event is open to the public with advance registration required for the banquet. The cost of the event is $20 for the banquet and the dance. Now, these persons were selected to the 2017 Hall of Fame in Greenfield. Stephen Bales, who was born in Ottumwa on October 7, 1942. Bales was the guidance officer at Mission Control, who was responsible for Apollo 11, the first lunar landing, where a series of problems could have led to a dangerous abortive landing. Stephen and his backroom team quickly and correctly processed the serious alerts For Stevens' role in the successful landing of Apollo 11, he was chosen to accept the NASA Group Achievement Award from President Nixon on behalf of Mission Control Team. The other person selected was James McClain. He was born in Des Moines in 1923 and had enlisted in the Army Air Corps in 1942. McClain attended navigator training and upon graduation in July of 43, was assigned to the 564th Squadron, 389th Bomb Group in Benghazi, Libya. He was a navigator on a B-24B Liberator during Operation Tidal Wave, a daring low-level attack on the Ploiești, Romania oil refineries on August 1, 1943. The Ploiești raid was the most highly decorated mission in U.S. history, with five Medals of Honor awarded. And the third person that was nominated to the Iowa Aviation Hall of Fame in Greenfield was Ronald Narmy, who was born in Council Bluffs on June 27, 1933. Narmy was a Navy pilot for 30 years with more than 4,650 flight hours. He was a commanding officer of a P-3 squadron, commander of a P-3 wing of five squadrons, commander of Fleet Air Keflavik of Iceland for two years, and with anti-submarine warfare responsible for the North Atlantic, and that includes finding and tracking Soviet submarines. He was also commander of Iceland Defense for 2 years, responsible for the air defense of the North Atlantic, tracking Soviet Bear bombers. And Army was responsible for defense of the Iceland commanding Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, and NATO forces. Following the completion of the program at 8:30 p.m. on September 30th, a dance will be held featuring Brick and Bob. The dance is open to the public for $10 if you're not attending the banquet. The Iowa Aviation Museum itself is open weekdays and Saturday from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. and 1 to 5 p.m. on Sundays. If you have any questions or would like to advance registration, you can call the Iowa Aviation Museum at 641-343-7184. In state news, the last health care insurance company to sell policies to individuals in Iowa through the Affordable Care Act, or Obamacare, says proposed increases to premium rates may be higher than once expected. Minnesota-based Medica announced yesterday the average rate increase for some insurance plans in 2018 could be as much as 56.7%. The company had said back in May that it would seek rates with an average of 43.5% increase next year, but people in so-called silver plans may be charged at an even higher rate. The Iowa Insurance Division must first approve the request. The company cites continued uncertainty from the federal government. Medica insured about 12,500 Iowans this year through the ACA, which offers subsidies. That figure is expected to go up. Iowa is also seeking a federal waiver aimed at stabilizing the market. An Iowa couple whose adopted baby was killed after his birth parents regained custody in 2014 has won a $3.25 million judgment in a lawsuit against their adoption lawyer. The Des Moines Register reports that Rachel and Heidi McFarland were awarded the judgment Tuesday in a lawsuit against their attorney, Jason Reaper. The couple had alleged in their lawsuit that Reaper allowed them to believe he'd gotten the baby's birth mother to sign a critical release of custody document when, in fact, he had not done so. The three-month-old baby, Gabriel McFarland, died April 22, 2014, about 5 weeks after his birth mother got him back from the McFarlands. The child's father, 17-year-old Drew James Wheeler Smith, was sentenced to 50 years in prison after pleading guilty to second-degree murder in 2015. That is a check of our news this morning on KJAN, brought to you by Robinson True Value Hardware, serving Southwest Iowa with the best hardware for over 75 years. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.